Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday, and that feels good. You know, it doesn't feel good. It's still flipping hot here. It was something like, 900 degrees last night. It's insane. That's hyperbole. Hi, how you doing? Good morning, afternoon, or whatever. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook, Twitter, and all those places. The folks bringing it to you today with that there, the man that is grateful every single day he sees me. It's Saucy.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be dead. Face down in a drained pool somewhere.
You weren't that bad. You just were high. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
He is dashing. You have to give him that.
Why, thank you. What happened, yo?
1775, the First Continental Congress establishes a postal service for the colonies. Benjamin Franklin was the first postmaster.
1887, the first book written in Esperanto, the international language invented by Ludwig Zamenhof, is published. Can you imagine if they made a movie with that?
1957, the USSR launches the first intercontinental multi-stage ballistic missile. The technological advances that make this feat possible will lead the USSR to the initial advantage in the coming space race.
1958, the United States Army launches Explorer 4, the first successful U.S. satellite.
1961, the Japanese film Alakazam the Great, based on the manga by Osamu Tezuka, becomes one of the first anime films to be released in the United States.
1963, SINCOM 2, the world's first geosynchronous satellite, is launched from Cape Canaveral.
1971, NASA launches the Apollo 15, the ninth manned space mission of the Apollo program and the fourth to land on the moon.
1982, Federal District Judge George Layton rules that Mattel Electronics has infringed on patents held by the Magnavox on the Odyssey video game system.
1993, Cyrix terminates Texas Instruments' license to manufacture and produce Cyrix-designed x86-compatible processors.
2002, Australia's High Court rules that mod chips, which allow PlayStation video games to play user-created game discs and video games for foreign distribution, don't violate copyright laws, and Dino Crisis should have let you play with it.
2007, the San Diego Comic-Con is held July 26th through the 29th at the San Diego Convention Center in California. I guess the reason this is news is because it's the year Hollywood took over the con.
Yeah, pretty much from that time on. Yeah, kind of. 2010, WikiLeaks releases over 92,000 documents detailing the deaths of hundreds of Afghan citizens killed by coalition troops during the occupation of Afghanistan. Not a good time. Birthdays?
Kate Beckinsale is 43 from Underworld and Total Recall.
Well, the new one. Olivia Williams is 48 from Rushmore, The Sixth Sense.
Jason Statham is 49. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, Transporter, and The Italian Job.
Tim Schafer is 49, the creator of Monkey Island, Full Throttle, Grim Fandango, Psychonauts, Amazing Games.
Jeremy Piven is 51, PCU, Cupid, and Entourage.
Sandra Bullock is 55 from Demolition Man, Time to Kill, Working Girl, the TV series, Gravity.
Kevin Spacey is 57, The Ref, Usual Suspects, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Nana Visitor is 59, Kira from Deep Space Nine, she was in Wildfire, she was Mrs. Voorhees in the new Friday the 13th.
Susan George is 66 from Straw Dogs, Mandingo, and Enter the Ninja.
She had a hell of a career. Helen Mirren is 75 from 2010, The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, His Lover, Killing Mrs. Tingle, The Madness of King George, so many things.
Robert Colbert is 85, Doug in the Time Tunnel.
Stephen Colbert has everybody convinced. That's how you say that. That's awesome. No longer with us, born this day, 1856, George Bernard Shaw, Irish playwright, wrote Man or Superman, Pygmalion.
1870, Carl Jung founded analytical psychology.
1895, Gracie Allen, comedic genius, wife, and partner of the legendary George Burns.
1900, Pat Walshy, best known for playing Nico, the head of the Winged Monkeys in The Wizard of Oz.
1909, Vivian Vance, Ethel Mertz on I Love Lucy.
Gene Shepard, 1921, American storyteller, writer of A Christmas Story.
1922, Blake Edwards, writer and director of Breakfast at Tiffany, Victor Victoria, The Pink Panther series.
1922, Jason Robards, Once Upon a Time in the West, A Boy and His Dog, and All the President's Men, also Magnolia.
1923, Jan Berenstain created those damn bears.
1926, James Best, Ode to Billy Joel, and Roscoe on the Dukes.
Yep, Sheriff Roscoe. 1928, genius Stanley Kubrick. You know films he did, and if not, get yourself to someplace where they are and watch them.
1936, Mary Miller, Rose on Keeping Up Appearances, Madame Giry in the original Broadway Phantom of the Opera.
I do like some keeping up appearances. It's good stuff.
tonight on ABC, new episode of The Bachelorette.
And the Democrat National Committee. On CBS, it's a new episode of Zoo, followed by the Democrat National Committee.
Tonight on Fox, the finale of Hotel Hell and a new couple.
NBC, America's Got Talent, followed by the Democrat National Committee.
Tonight on the CW, new episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway and Mad TV.
I told you it was back. Freeform, a new episode of Dead of Summer.
Married at First Sight, premiere on Annie.
AMC, new episode of Feed the Beast.
Hello World on Animal Planet.
Hey, how you doing? Comedy Central, new Tosh.0 and Not Safe with Nikki Glaser.
Jeepers Creepers on Cinemax.
I enjoy that movie a bit. FX, Wolf of Wall Street.
Tonight on Encore, Devil in a Blue Dress.
FXX, The Simpsons, where the plant is outsourced, the one where Homer becomes a mob kingpin. Homer opens up the bar in the garage.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. on HBO.
FXM will be showing the, it's not horrible, R.I.P.D.
Women in Prison, new episode on ID.
GSN, two episodes of Idiot Test.
Tonight on National Geographic, No Man Left Behind.
MTV, it's a new Scream.
The Alamo on Showtime.
Spike, TV for Guys, is showing Dark Knight Rises, followed by Anthony Anderson Lost at Comic-Con.
This Christmas on Stars.
Really? Sundance, Blues Brothers, followed by Ghostbusters.
New episode of Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman on Travel Channel.
Sci-Fi Channel will be showing Zombie Shark. How the hell are you going to hide from Zombie Shark? You're not.
I don't have anything.
TNT has got a new episode of Wrecked. No, TBS does. TNT's showing Divergent and Animal Kingdom. True TV's got the greatest ever events. I mean, how could you miss these fantastic new shooter on USA? But we're going to watch the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman who cleans crime scenes helps a detective investigate a series of murders. Devin Kelly and Aaron Ashmore star in Made for Murder.
You blasted lettuce today!
So she cleans, and it's M-A-I-D. It's cleaning, and it's made. It's not what it's oh my God. It's going to be one of those lighthearted, they really want the new bones is what they want. And if you'd like to tell us why that would be a horrible idea, by all means, drop a note. You send that to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'll read it, we'll talk about it, and other folks will be so intrigued by it, they will send their replies, and then the great cosmic conversation keeps on a-turning.
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and their panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with a prestigious trope award. Find us at guiltyfilm.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Proceeding was a paid advertisement sponsored by Taters.
What's Taters?
Taters is a delicious meal found in your grocer's produce section.
GuiltyFilm.com.
Yeah!
Hey, this is Joel Hodson. I'm the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, but you probably remember me as Comic Magician Spy Agent J. And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. Without you here, no one's listening. Have you ever thought about that? That's just disturbing.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you certainly do. And today you can add to your collection by picking up what?
The Boss.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy. And she's beating up Girl Scouts for cookie money. Barbershop, The Next Cut.
Criminal.
Hardcore Henry, the first person motion picture that's not a video game but should have been, apparently.
I Am Wrath.
Are you?
John Travolta.
I don't know about that. Born to be Blue, this is a movie about Chet Walker, so you'd be into that. That's good times.
River, tagline, run for your lives.
Run, 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 run.
Run for your lives.
But today we're getting the story of when trouble begins, when a newly separated father and his son are attacked by a werewolf on a camping trip. Once the wife figures out what happened, she divorces him. The boy tries to explain it to the authorities. They disbelieve him. Harold Goodwin, Eric Gordon, and George Gaines, oh, punky, star in The Boy Who Cried Werewolf.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, you might have heard of Mystery Science Theater 3000. You might have heard me talk about it. You might have heard me rant on and on and on again about how I met Joel, and there was a whole Kickstarter, and there's new episodes coming, yay! Well, one of the announcements out of Comic-Con is that MST will now be on Netflix. The new episodes will be home on Netflix, so there's a place to watch them, yay! The show that first aired way back in 1989, dear God, created by the legendary Mr. Joel Hodgson, They've got it up and running. They've got new people in there. Patton Oswalt's part of the crew. Felicia Day's part of the thing. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, now we've got a place for it. We don't have to pass the tapes. We all have Netflix.
Yesterday was a huge day at the Bronx Botanical Garden.
Was it now?
Mm-hmm. At probably around, I guess it was about 7:30, 8 o'clock yesterday.
Another kid jumped into the gorilla compound?
The corpse flower, Amorphophallus titanum, bloomed. And this only happens once every, like, decade or so. And it lasts between 24 to 36 hours. This is the first time that a corpse flower has bloomed since 1939.
Wow.
At the Bronx garden, of course. Other places, I'm sure they've bloomed. Experts at the Botanical Garden estimate that it won't happen again for another 20 or so years.
Wow.
Just because of...
Good day to be at the zoo.
The stress of it being kind of sort of outside of its area, atmosphere type. Because they're really used to humid, really dry, like weather down here in the south. They should just move it down here.
More announcements of all kinds of things, because once Comic-Con happens, you just get those, is that Ash vs. Evil Dead Season 2 will get a character showing up in Season 2 that some of us are very familiar with, and that would be Cheryl Williams. Cheryl, of course, being the sister of Ash, who you first saw in the original Evil Dead film, has been cast. Robert Tapert talks about it. It's like, well, you know, Cheryl was turned into a demon and then was killed by her brother, so it's going to be an interesting way to do it, of bringing her back, but here's the kicker. Ellen Sandweiss will be playing her. Ellen Sandweiss played Cheryl Williams in the original Evil Dead. She's coming back to reprise her role 27 years later. Nice.
Everybody seems to be doing the whole drone thing. Amazon is using it in certain cities. And
we bring new episodes to people with them.
No, never. 7-Eleven is now testing drone deliveries.
Deliveries.
Yep, they made their first delivery to a customer in Reno, Nevada. And it was a doozy of a test. Rather than just zipping over some chips and a Red Bull, the drone was tasked with carrying piping hot coffee, a chicken sandwich, and a few ice-cold Slurpees. Hot and cold items were shipped in separate compartments, of course. It was just a test flight, so don't expect your local 7-Eleven store to start offering drone delivery anytime soon. Despite the FFA announcing a more relaxed set of rules governing the use of drones. Great idea.
But are they going to be able to get nachos to me with it being okay? Are they Apparently. Going to be able to get me a subpar quality hot dog in a timely fashion? Anne Rice is not only still writing books, but Anne Rice is still writing books about vampires that include Lestat. I guess you could call it the what? Universe Lestat? I like the sound of that. Anyway, Anne Rice has a new book coming out November 29th that is entitled, I Kid You Not, Prince Lestat and the Realms of Atlantis. Lestat, her classic vampire, is going to the Undersea Kingdom, which could be mermaids, could be fishmen, could be Aquaman. Who the hell knows? But apparently Atlantis does exist within the world of the Vampire Chronicles, the Vampireverse. I don't know how you'd say that. It doesn't make the slightest bit of sense, but I'm sure we're all going to read it because hopefully we'll know that after this, Lestat will have to go into space. It's just what happens. And he'll have to have a 3D book. I don't know how the hell you're going to do that, but gimmicks. That's how it's done. GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, non-derivative Works, 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and Twitter and stop by and see the website. It's geekradiodaily.com. It's where you'll see all kinds of show notes. The stuff that we talk about, we say what it's going to be. We give you spoilers right up front. It's cool. Go by, pick up the app, have a good time with it. Drop us a note expressing your distrust of drones so Saucy can just, you know, raise a glass with you. Podcast at geekradiodaily.com. That'll make that happen. Have a good one. We will see you sometime, someplace.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Good night, everybody.
Suckers. You are all weirdos.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
Chiesta Dolce. Dimitris Chiesta Vem. Cattura Chiac von Havas. Curitz Pavona.
The aspecto estas quipona.
Fresh pura aero revivigasmin.
Si, ai oculo este sclerae.
Dum la lastae tre noctae mi este ebri dormi, sans audi tondron, sans songi pri bataloi.
Vi estes ebla marci, viai vundoi crasicias, ni estes longe antau vi povas curi. Ni plantos tir la grondo, ca lilio crescos, Marco.
Tiele, Marco, mi disiris vivi, fin fine.
Marco, ricordo ni ai visagioi, ni pintis ami. Estes frato cae fratino.
Cioi sigas, ili santes gin, la sam sangu, sam coro, sama animo.